I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Comic books have had a unique and sometimes controversial place in American culture. In particular, the EC Comics lines of the 1940s and 50s have had a profound and lasting effect on both youth and adults. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus examines that legacy through the exhibit Aliens, Monsters, and Madmen, the Art of EC Comics, opening on May 14th and running through July 10th. With me in the KLCC studios is the exhibit's curator, Ben Saunders. Welcome, Ben.
Hi.
Well, why have EC Comics had such an enduring place in history?
They really do represent one of the most politically radical and also aesthetically ambitious comic book companies of the whole of the 20th century. The important phrase, I suppose, here is always in context. People forget how, you know, Elvis Presley could horrify people in 1956, or how profoundly racist the culture was, so that the representation of people of color in heroic roles was something that really was a groundbreaking thing to be doing in a popular medium at this time.
They were ahead of the game both artistically and socially and politically. Let's talk about it from the artistic perspective first. What made their comics so unusual?
You know, this is a commercial medium, and most of the other comic book companies of the era, if you had a hit book, then your editor would tell all the other artists, draw like that guy, that's selling. Bill Gaines took the opposite stance at EC, in that he encouraged his artists to draw in their own styles, to sign the work themselves, to draw to their own strengths. And so, surprise, surprise, he ended up attracting some of the top talent in the country at the time.
On the social and political level, it was post-World War II. It was the McCarthy era. A lot of dark things were going down. Why was comic art such a successful way to approach some of those issues for EC?
Well, in a lot of ways, it was under the radar. Comics, when they get going in the late 30s and into the 40s, they must have seemed to parents and teachers to have literally come out of nowhere and suddenly be everywhere. Imagine, again, an era before television, by and large. There's no special effects budget required, so you can do science fiction or horror epics in a way that is truly visually astonishing for that audience. And for many people, it was their visual culture.
Along with the science fiction and the horror that EC was so focused on in some directions, the Mad Men in this show refers not to crazy people, most likely, but to Mad Magazine and
yes,
their staff. Talk about how that was such a counterpoint in the EC line and why that's been so successful.
Yeah, Mad Magazine obviously is one of the legendary publications of American print culture in the post-war period. At its peak, it represents America's ability to poke fun at itself. And in fact, what Mad, when it started out as a comic, did was parody the other kinds of comics that EC were doing. So they were already displaying an ability to not take themselves overly seriously. They would parody their own horror and science fiction and crime comics. Mad starts in 1952, which is right at the moment that television is really starting to get its grip on the nation. And very early on, they start parodying TV. They're one of the first forms of successful print media to start mocking this new one-eyed god that's in the corner in everybody's home. They were viciously parodying this notion of consumer culture. It's vital stuff. Actually, I think we need it now more than ever, but they were really on it.
So many of the issues that were taking place then are taking place now, including the threats of censorship and other things. What can we learn about the EC experience that helps us in our lives now?
I think one of the things that it teaches us is that younger readers are much more resilient and capable of distinguishing between imaginary worlds and the real world than we give them credit for. Bill Gaines was the EC publisher, had a lot of faith in the imagination of young people. That's one of the reasons why I think EC would later mean so much to the 60s generation, even though the company, with the exception of Mad, was closed down in 1956 because they couldn't sell them due to, within the industry, censorship. They just couldn't get their books on the racks any longer. But 10 years later, all of those countercultural people are remembering it.
What do you have to represent all of this great legacy? What makes this show a special one?
We have at least one complete story by every one of the major EC creators. We have the original production art for the covers of Mad 2, 3, and 4, plus the original color study sketch for the cover of number one. So these are pieces of production art for the first four issues of MAD that have never been on one wall before.
Ben Saunders, curator of Aliens, Monsters, and Mad Men, The Art of EC Comics, which opens at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus on May 14th and runs through July 10th. For more information on the exhibit, jsma.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.